And we're happy to have with us for the first of his two weekly visits, Hanford top dog Dixon. Hanford, a big week here in Berea, starting with the fact that you have the off-season workouts and you also have the schedule that'll be announced a little bit later tonight. 7 p.m. Is when that is going to be released. So the anticipation of that, the fact that players are here in Berea getting this thing rolling. And I wanted to ask you how important it was to use this as a tone-setting environment for Pat Shurmur, because coming off that 4-12 season of a year ago, and now this being his second year, this seems like the chance that he didn't have last year without an offseason to, in some detail, set an agenda for these players and really get them focused on what it is he wants to get them to do.
Well, you're right, and that's what I was just getting ready to say, because for the first time, Pat really has a handle on what really type of football team that he has here in Cleveland. And first of all, talking about the workouts, I have to say they are voluntary. It's a 9-10 week program that the players have, and you know, with the veterans, I mean, you know, they can't wait to get in here. I mean, they just absolutely just can't wait to get in.
Oh, you see the smile. You see the smiles on their faces of the guys that are here.
I mean, they love it because you know, the bodies with the veterans. You know, that clock is just ticking with those guys.
Right.
And they love it, but. You know, my understanding, everyone has pretty much been here with exceptions of a couple of players.
Yeah,
and
really
that's
good.
I mean, that is real good. I tell you something interesting. I was just watching talking about Peyton Manning and out in Denver and you know, the participation now that it's sky high with the, you know, the attendance there.
Right.
And we have the same thing here. Everybody's pretty much here, again, with the exception of a couple of players. And that's good, Vic, for one reason, because everybody understands and what is expected of them with the following season coming up. And everybody want to start off. You want to work hard. You want to get your body. And the purpose of this is to try to prevent a lot of injuries. Sure, you want to learn. But in the beginning, you're allowed to lift weights with the coach. You're not allowed to go on the field, I think, you can correct me if I'm wrong, for the first couple of weeks. Is that right?
Right, right. And they have to stay away from any activity that even involves a football. No, it's a football team, but you can't have a football out in the field. So you can do conditioning work, and you can do the meeting work, the skull sessions, if you will, with your coaches.
And that's a good start, because what you do is you come in and you get your body going, and then you just can't wait to get outside. And then eventually you're able to get outside with the coaches and with your and do some stuff on the outside, some drills, some agilities, and that type of stuff. But it is just great. It's just an opportunity for a team, an opportunity that we didn't have last year as a football team, to really, really get this thing headed in the right direction and go full speed ahead, headed toward training camp.
You know, and you brought up the attitude thing, and being in this building and seeing these guys, seeing them in the cafeteria over lunch just together, there's a sense of camaraderie, a sense of, and I don't even want to call it, I think there's an eager anticipation. It certainly doesn't look like anyone's complacent, you know, happy complacent. It looks like they're ready to get back to work. It looks like a group that, and on their body clocks, if you will, the ones who have been in this league for a while, at least before this past offseason, the offseason of 2011, know that up to that point, the offseason normally began, this program usually began in March. So they're about a month later than usual because of the new terms of the collective bargaining agreement. So I think on that basis alone, it would create more eagerness.
Yeah, and see, also too, Vic, a lot of the players, and I'm sure they've been working out, but they've been working out on their own. And but they miss their teammates. They miss this building. They miss the coaches. And now it's an opportunity for everybody, pretty much, I say everybody, but the players, to come together, because there's so much interacting that, you know, with the new rule that the coaches can do with the players. But as the players all together, they all can get together. They can push each other along with the weight coach and get that body ready and ready to go and get ready for this season. I know, you know, I think the rules are a little strict myself, but, you know, rules are rules, and yeah. and we have to follow them. But, we were able to come in and work out, and obviously we didn't get paid as much as they get paid to come in and work out now. But just it's not about the money. It wasn't about the money then. It's not about the money now. I mean, guys want to come in. They want to get their bodies ready, and they want to get ready for the season, and they want to get ready to compete. Because I've always believed that competition brings out the best in everyone. And even though I think you and I hit on it, even though I was a first-round draft pick and I was a starting corner, I still knew and I understood that there was always someone coming in or attempting to take my job.
Right.
So meaning that you have to be in tip-top shape, you have to still perform at a high level, and if you do that, you know you can stick around a little while.
Hanford Dixon joining us here, as he always does, on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I'm glad you brought that up about your time and when you were involved in these off-season workouts, and kind of a twofold question there. Number one, when you came into these workouts, did it help the camaraderie building? Because it seemed like, obviously, I know it didn't just seem like this way, it was this way. You were a very tight football team. The Browns teams on which you played had that chemistry, and it seemed like everybody generally got along well. And I know success obviously fed that too, but it looked like there was just a true camaraderie. Did getting together in the offseason when you guys were previously, let's say, scattered at the end of the previous year and then got together here to start working on your following season, did that contribute to your ability to kind of have a stronger glue, a stronger bond?
Well, there is no question, because what you do is you mold. See, football is, I say it's a little bit different sport, you know, because, you know, we always, and some of the other teams or sports maybe have this philosophy, but we always thought of each other as a big family. We always thought that we win together, we lose together. A typical example is in the AFC Championship game, Ernest Byner, who fumbled the ball.
Right.
You know, a lot of people wanted to know what we said to Ernest. The first thing I ran up to him and said, I said, don't you dare think that you are the reason we lost this football game, because without you, there's no way we'd ever been back into this football game. I mean, we win as a team, we lose as a team. And that's the building that you build starting from these little workouts that started with this football team.
It's foundational.
It's a foundation. It's like laying one brick at a time, and that's what we do. And it's a camaraderie with the guys getting together. You know, sure we joke, sure we laugh, sure we talk, but we work out too, and we push each other. And even though I guarantee you this, you know, with us, we would always get together. We would go, after we finished lifting, talking about the players, we would go on the field. We would run together, do some agilities, run some sprints, do the work also outside. But, you know, it's all with everybody together, pushing each other. And just it's just the whole thing being together.
Yeah.
The family being together, because these are the guys that are going to have to depend on each other, that's going to have each other's back in the trenches. When you're playing fourth quarters, when a game going into overtime, when you're going to need somebody to dig deep, and you look at that, you know, the player beside you, and hey, and you know that you can count on them.
And the second part of that point was the time of year that you're getting together is around the time that the team is going to be drafting, preparing to, and you got free agency, of course, which wasn't as prevalent back in the day with you, the unfettered version, mm-hmm. unrestricted version. But with the draft especially, only now, what, 9 days away, that you got guys here, perhaps if they can give a message, it's not a spoken message, I guess, but the message of attendance, of being part of this, that hey, when the team thinks about who it's drafting at a particular spot, as you said, it's going to be competitive, and maybe there's nothing a guy can do to convince the team to go elsewhere at a position other than that guy's position, but maybe they would also look at player X or Y or Z and say, okay, you know, he's here, he's part of it, he's in shape, he's sending the right message, that we don't necessarily have to think too hard about addressing, quote, his spot.
Well, and you're right, and I guarantee you this, It is certain players on this football team that they are aware of who's here and who's not here. And I guarantee you, it doesn't really apply here because our attendance is really, really high. We pretty much have everybody here.
Right.
And the guys that are not here, I'm sure we know why they're not here. They have a good reason, and they will be in very shortly. But I know if there was someone that was missing that was not attending our workout, you know, I would jump on the phone or someone else would jump on the phone, and we would call that guy, hey, what's going on?
As veteran teammates.
Absolutely. As teammates, is everything okay? Why are you not here? You know what we're trying to do here, but we would get them in here. And you're right, Vic, because if someone, you'd be crazy not to want to participate. You'd be crazy not to want to be here. You'd be crazy not to want to try to get better. And it will send a message. And even though this is voluntary, it will send a message. If you don't want to be here, if you're not doing the things that everyone else is doing in order to get better, I mean, it sent a message to everyone.
Great stuff. Hanford, thank you so much, and we look forward to talking with you again at the end of the week.
Well, you got it, partner, and can I say congratulations to you? I got to say it. I have to say it. I don't care what you say. I'm saying
Thank you very much. I appreciate that very much. Yeah, we got some great news finding out that they're going to be a grandpa in November.
My
so
man.
This is good. Yes. He is Hanford Top Dog Dixon. If you didn't have any doubt, now you know. Right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, it's driven by Liberty Ford. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12. EA Sports, it's in the game.